good morning. Again, this is Minister Cox from Bronx, New York. Let's go to prayer. I want to thank you for what you already done. I'm right now. I want to thank you for rewards not now. I want to thank you waking me up this morning, Lord. I want to thank you for the TMC family, Lord. I want to thank you for allowing us to be in your life one more time. I'm not going to wait until I see results. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until my finance situation improves. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until the children are asleep, the house is quiet. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until I understand every experience that caused me pain in my life. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until the journey get easy. I'm going to thank you right now, Lord. I'm going to thank you because I'm alive. I'm going to thank you because I made it through the difficult day. I'm going to thank you for walking around the obstacles. I'm going to thank you for the Davis D. Leon family for bringing Artists International to America. I'm going to thank you for Dr. Ambassador P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for the leadership. I'm going to thank you for the speaker to bring the message this morning. I'm going to thank you for you, the TMC family listening this morning. I'm going to thank you for the families that's overseas, the PM families in America that's looking for something to get healthy, Lord. We don't thank you. I want to thank you. I will thank you for allowing us to be in your light one more time. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let us say amen, amen. Go out and text three people this morning, the TMC call. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cox. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings as you begin your day. This call is all about the Master. And as a family, we come before the Master each and every morning faithfully to give him the reverence, praise, glory, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two dynamic and amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. Now, we know that we are counting down to our week-long fourth anniversary celebration, and that is next week, October 20th through the 24th. And we pray that you will continue to join us each and every day. And as we celebrate next week, we hope that you come forward and give us a quick testimony or praise report about what the TMC call has done for you. When God gave the mandate, he also gave a mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So as you know, we start this call in prayer, as Minister Cox just did. We end this call in prayer with our closing benediction, and we hope that you can continue each and every day in prayer, always glorifying God. So we know that immediately following this call, each Monday through Friday, is the MMC call. And that call is hosted by Dr. Dorothy Cook and a host of other artist leaders. Also, if you want to hear the replay of today's message, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And if you feel like you have been called to join our team, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, or if you feel that God has given you a word for such a time as this, please send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O at themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you. Again, like I said, the MMC call is immediately following this call, and that number is 530 881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. Again, that's immediately following this call is the MMC call, 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. So as you know, in just a few days, October 31st, through November 2nd, the Kings of Artists will be at it once again, and that is the Artists International 2014 Bahamas Conference, and it will be hosted at the fabulous Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. This extraordinary event will take place, and we know that if you need more information, you can visit artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. The Kings of Artists, you know, they do it big and they do it decent and in order, and they're always giving glory to God through the process. So we are looking forward to seeing many of you there, and we know that this conference will, again, just increase the fire. It won't ignite it because we're already on fire. It'll just increase the flame. It'll increase the heat intensity when we go to just be enriched and empowered again at the Artist Empowerment Conference. So now I'm going to get ready to move out of your way. And I tell you, the speaker this morning is an amazing woman of God. She is my sister. She is my friend. She is a graduate of Delaware State University. She is now teaching there. She is an author. She is a mother. She is a woman of God who is on the move trying to enhance the kingdom. She continues daily to just speak the word of God, to bring forth her heart, to try to help others to enrich, empower, and enhance their lives. She is a woman of God, and she is definitely on fire. I tell you, I look at what God is doing in her life, and I am amazed. She is an inspiration to me. Through all that she's been through and all that she's come through, she has shown us what God can do with a surrendered life. So I want to present to some and introduce to others none other than my very own sister, Minister LaShawn. Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Amen and praise God. First, I want to say thank God for everything he is doing and has done and will do in my life. I definitely don't take this lightly when we have an opportunity to come before God's children and bring his word. So I just want to say thank you to God for utilizing me this day as your mouthpiece. And I also want to say thank you to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my mother eagle, my mentor, my go-to, whatever it is that we need through God, Dr. Vanessa is there, as well as Dr. PK. So thank you for listening to God and allowing me to say yes this morning. And to my TMC family, those who were part of the TMC, those who are still part of the TMC, and those who will join TMC, I just want to say thank you for all that you do, for your love, your support, and just everything that God has placed you in my path or my life for. And again, this morning, wow, Minister Cynthia back from my hometown. You know, look at God yet again for the tagline he gave you. He doesn't come when we want, but he's always on time. And Minister Kai, for such a warm, warm greeting. You are my sister. You are my friend. And I love you much. And I'm just so grateful. So we're going to go before the Lord. And we're going to thank him right now in advance for the word he is blessing us with. I want you all to turn to James 4. Go to James chapter 4. And we're going to look at the 7th through 10th verse. Again, that's James chapter 4, 7 through 10. If you're strolling through your Bibles, or if you're strolling through your phones or your iPad or your computer, and if I was in front of you, I would say, you know, let me just say amen when you get there. So I'm trusting that either A, you have it, or you are writing it down to look at later. Again, that's James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. And it reads, submit yourselves, then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. So if I had the title today's message, it would be, Are you ready to really say yes to God? Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you this morning for utilizing me as your mouthpiece. I just ask that you decrease me totally so no one hears LaShawn. Nobody hears LaShawn or Shelton or Miss Optimism, that they hear you and you all alone. Lord, let this word manifest through me so it could go to your children with clarity without it being hindered or contaminated. Father, I ask that you decrease all of us and forgive us for any sin we may have done, may have said, or thought about doing, Lord. Allow us to have open ears so we can hear your word, Father, and we just want to thank you in advance, and we give you the honor, the glory, and of course the praise, and it's in Jesus' name that we thank you in advance. Amen. So again, the title of today's message is, Are You Really Ready to Say Yes to God? And one of the things I'm saying to you is this, we can say yes to certain things because we know that yes is a favorable result in 99.9% of the time. If you were to go for a car and a guy says yes, you got the vehicle, you're jumping and you're shouting. If you see that your favorite team kicks the ball for a field goal and it looks like it's not going to quite go into the pipe, but then all of a sudden it goes in, the first thing you scream is yes, because it is a favorable and a positive saying. So if I'm asking you, are you really ready to say yes to God, what I'm asking you is, are you really ready to say yes to what he is asking you to do and what he's asking you to help others with and what he's asking you not to do? Saying yes is a commitment and often important stances in our lives. Saying yes to a school is a very important situation in our lives because you fill out applications to many, many universities and colleges in hopes that they say yes. Or to some of our brothers and sisters, they filled out for different branches of the military hoping that they said yes. And then for some of my other brothers and sisters, they filled out for certain vocational schools hoping that they say yes to their career choice. And then another way of saying yes is another pivotal part of our life is saying yes to a career. Yes, you are accepted for this job. Yes, you are able to do this interview. Yes, you are able to receive that promotion. Yes, I will join your team with Artists International. Yes, I will make sure I have my power start fixed up and ready to go. If you say yes to all that, again, it is favorable. And then for some, it's saying yes to someone who is now your spouse or will become your spouse. One of the most nerve-wracking things to do is to propose to someone hoping that they say yes to you. So when you make that decision to say yes, it takes a lot of thought. It's not just a shoot from the hip and you just do it because it sounds good or just do it because of status quo. You're doing it because you know that the likelihood of having a favorable result is in your corner. So you say yes to it. To say yes to the dress, to say yes to success, whatever it is, the word yes is favorable. I also want you to think about it like this. If you were told by a creditor yes or by a boss yes, you are happy. As children, we are taught to answer yes to a question opposed to yup, uh-huh, yeah, oh yeah, or whatever. It shows a level of respect. It shows a level of understanding, and it also shows a level of commitment. If I were to ask you to join my team in Artists International, you hit me with a yup or a yeah or a yes, so it doesn't quite sound or resonate as someone that is truly committed. However, if someone says, yes, I am absolutely ready to join, that tells me, and that's an indicator, that they are very, very excited. So the biblical aspect of it is the same way. When God asks you to do something, are you shrugging your shoulders and giving him a yeah or uh-huh, or are you telling him yes and yes with clarity? And then when we pray at night or during the day or when we meditate and fast, we're hoping and trusting that it turns out to a yes. Now, if we're not spiritually built, we already know that yes is a yea and amen if we follow the rules of the Lord and what God has commanded us to do, and then we ask in Jesus' name. But if we're still sipping on the milk of the word and learning what God will and can't do in our lives, say asking God to do something may be a frightening thing for the very first time, because the first thing that comes to mind is, well, is he going to say no because of the things that I've done in the past, or is he going to say no because of what I just got through doing, or is he going to say no because when I was 6 years old, I stole a pack of gum and told my mother I didn't do it. God doesn't operate like that. God doesn't hold grudges. God isn't going to say no to you because something he has already forgiven you for. Somebody needs to hear me right now. God is not going to tell you no because of something that you did in the past and has already forgiven you for. Saying yes to God is a lifestyle change. Saying yes to God is allowing him to take your heart, your mind, your soul, and allow him to guide your steps. Saying yes to God is not only a commitment, but it's changing your mindset. Saying yes to God is saying no to the things that you know God is not happy about. Saying yes to God is saying no to those things that pleases the flesh, but not your soul and your spirit. Saying yes to God is going out there to the brothers and sisters who are in need, and you may not really want to do it because you don't want to be seen on that block, or you don't want to be associated with that person, or, oh my gosh, what if they see me helping so-and-so out? Doesn't everybody know what he or she does? But saying yes to God is saying, I don't care what society may say. I don't care what my neighbors may say. I could care less what the community says because I'm helping a child of God that God led me to. Imagine if Jesus turned away the woman at the well. Imagine if Jesus turned away the woman who touched the hem of his garment. Imagine if Jesus turned away the woman that had the alabaster box and anointed him with the oil and washed his feet with her hair. What would it be like right now? Well, just to give you another life situation about the word yes, this call that we are on right now was birthed from a yes. We're celebrating 4 years of uninterrupted, dedicated, steadfast, and unmovable calls on this telecommunity sanctuary. Why? Because two women of God said yes. Now, I don't know about you, so I'm just going to speak to me. Amen, life. How many times have you been on conference call and you call in one day and there's no more call? How many times have you joined situations or organizations or clubs or what have you, and then you go and then the lights are out? How many times have you gone somewhere and said, let's go to such and such restaurant because I love the food there, and you say yes to that meal and you get there and they're closed? Or even worse, they're open, but they say, no, we don't have your meal. It's not a good feeling. It kind of leaves you with that thought of that person not being as committed as they said they would. But when you're celebrated 4 uninterrupted years, despite of and because of, despite of what the enemy tried to do with drop calls and static, despite of what the enemy tried to do with having people calling in and their line won't connect through, despite of anything that was attempted to make this call not come through, God said yes because they said yes to him first. Imagine what it would be like if Jesus did not say yes. What would it have been like if the people in the Bible that we read about said no? I mean, I would love to know what your thoughts would be if I ask you, would life be different if the walls of Jericho did not come down? Would life be different if David didn't slay Goliath? Would life be different for you if Jesus said, no, I am not going on the cross, I'm going to save myself? I know my answer is a definitive yes, because I know that without Jesus saying yes to the cross, I would not be here. I'll keep it on the eye. I would not be here. My sins would not be forgiven. My iniquities would not have been forgiven. Lord knows where I would have been, and secret told I wouldn't want to know where I would be had I not said yes to God and had Jesus not said yes to the cross. So again, I ask you, saints, are you really ready to say yes to God? 2 Timothy 2 tells us to say no to wrong and yes to the right. And in listening to God, because at times we make decisions without seeking God's face. And I'll keep it on the eye. A lot of times I made decisions because to me it seemed like a good idea. And I prayed about it, but I didn't seek God's face. There's a difference between praying for something and actually meditating and seeking God's face for it, and not putting my own dash and twist and turn to what I want God to do. It's very easy to say, God, I asked, you know, for so-and-so, and then you try to tweak it and flip it and bounce it to make it appealing to you. Saints, we can't use the word to do wrong. We cannot use the word for negative things. We cannot use the word to make it likely for us so God can say yes. What we have to do is ask God for yes, and then we have to plead and pray in God, in Jesus' name, not plead, we have to pray in Jesus' name, in order for it to be so. And if God says yes to you, that's it. You don't have to ask again. You don't have to beg. You don't have to say, oh, by the way, do you remember what I said 2 weeks ago? I kind of really needed that. Can you hurry up, God? No, it doesn't work like that. And that's why I was just so overjoyed when I heard Minister Cynthia talking about how God may not show when we want him, but he shows up on time because he already said yes to us because we've already prayed, we've already meditated, and we ask in Jesus' name. So going back to asking God for something that really should be a no because we know it's not of God. Asking God to grant you the right numbers for your lottery ticket is not a God-like thing to do. Asking God for someone to get hurt or harmed because they did you wrong is not something God is going to say yes to. But instead, if you say, God, I just ask that you grant me favor so not only I could be a blessing for my community and not only be a blessing for my church and not only be able to tithe and tithe abundantly, but just to have something left over, oh God, for my family and I to enjoy. I'm not being greedy. I'm not being sloppish. And I'm most certainly making sure that my brothers and sisters are included in this prayer. There is a difference in the two. Me saying yes to God is saying, God, I am going to follow your way on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Saying yes to God is not going to church on Sunday, running to the altar, saying hallelujah, amen, and then Monday going right back doing the same exact thing that you ask God to forgive you for. Now, are we perfect? Absolutely not. Are we aware that church is for sinners who are trying to get saved and healed? Absolutely we are. But there's a fine line between maliciously going out doing the same sin and asking for forgiveness and then having a slip. So what I'm saying to you is if you say yes to God, your mindset now changes. Your mind and your belly will tell you, oh, no, 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 that is not what I need to do because I don't think that's pleasing to God. Your mind and belly will tell you, no, don't pick up that extra sandwich because you didn't pay for that sandwich and the rightful owner of that sandwich may come back and ask for it and they're going to have a hard time and that may have been the only meal that they had. Or a person saying yes to God will not say, oh, I see someone's money hanging out their pocket and I really need gas money and if I just take it, that's favorable for me. But then it's also sinning to God. That's not changing your mindset and that's not doing what God wants us to do. Saying yes to God, really, really saying yes to God, goes back to what James 4 says. Submit yourself. What I was taught with one of our pastors who's like a mentor for me, she said when you read the word, you dissect it piece by piece. And if you don't understand something, you get a thesaurus, a dictionary, or find someone that can break it down to you. So it says submit yourself. That means to give in. That means to give your all. That means that you just totally decrease. You're submitting yourself then to God and resisting the devil. So that means you're telling God to take me, you know, take me, use me, mold me. I want to be more like you, and I want to not have anything resembling the enemy. I don't want to steal anymore. I don't want to lie anymore. I don't want to cheat anymore. I don't want to hurt anyone anymore. I don't want to be a womanizer anymore. I don't want to be a manizer anymore. I don't want to gamble. I don't want to use drugs. I don't want to steal. I don't want to do any of that. I want to be more like you, God. How do I do it? And then God will show you how to flee from the enemy because what's going to end up happening is once the enemy sees that you're more like God, he's going to flee from you. Now, is he going to leave you alone? Absolutely not. Right about the time that you're about to have your breakthrough, right about the time that God is going to do something miraculous in your life, right about the time that you are ready to have that set up for that breakout, he's going to show up and he's going to show his ugly face. But you have to just go ahead and trust in God and know that if he brought you to it, he is going to bring you through it. And it also tells you to come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts. What that's saying is go to God. We heard the word yesterday from Pastor Chuck, he was like, keep it real. God already knows what you did. He knows, see, he knew before you even did it. And it's up to you to go to him and repent and ask him, Lord, I am sorry for doing X, Y, and Z. And Lord, I ask that you please work through me so I don't do it again. That's how that works. And then it also said, grieve, mourn, wail, and change your laughter and your joy to gloom. Now, that may seem like it's an unpromising verse, but then what they're telling you is the things of the world is not of you anymore. The same things that made you laugh and excited and quote-unquote turned you on most likely is not what God wants you to do. But if you turn it around, he's going to turn that to real joy. He's going to turn that to a real smile. He's going to turn that to a real turnabout because that's God's promise to you. And lastly, he says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. You cannot lie to God. You cannot lie in your prayers. You cannot say, well, I don't know really what happened to that, but if it was me, no. Saints, he knows what you've done already. He knows what you've done already. So humble yourself. It's okay for us to say, God, I am sorry. It is okay for us to cry and wail and weep. Where are the wailing saints out there that really wants forgiveness and really wants to say yes to God? When you go to God in prayer and you humble yourself, back in the biblical days, you had a certain attire you had to wear. Back in the days when you were lamenting, you wore like a burlap sackcloth, and you put ash all over you, and you shaved one side of your head and your face, and it wasn't for the world to know what you did, in which you humble yourself before God so you can ask for the forgiveness that it is that you're lamenting for. So, saints, what I'm asking you to do right now is to humble yourself and to really say yes to God and to see the blessings that he has for you. Again, saints, I'm asking you, are you really ready to say yes to God? Back to you, Minister Kai.
Wow, Minister LaShawn. What an amazing word. If you'll just hold on, I'll be calling you back for the benediction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know that you see your amazing daughter, LaShawn. Continue to keep her, Father, as she has blessed us with this word. Are you really ready to say yes to God? What an amazing and on-time word she has poured into us. Refill her to overflow and give her the desires of her heart. We say yes to you, Lord, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, because we know that a yes to you, to your will, to your way, to your plan for our lives is for our good, oh God. We thank you for your son, our Savior, because his yes allowed us to come back into right relationship with you. It gave us the opportunity to say yes to what you have given us to do. So we ask you again to touch the bereaved families, oh Heavenly Father. You know what they need. You know that they need you right now. They need your peace, your comfort, your mercy, your joy. We praise you because your word says, by his stripes we are healed. So I speak divine healing for Paul McGilligan. Touch his ankles, oh Heavenly Father. Injury, disease, sickness, infirmity are all names and must bow down to the name of Jesus. Lord, we submit to your will for our lives. We are saying yes to you, Lord. Yes, 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 oh God. Continue to cover our co-founders. Give them the desires of their heart. Be the light unto their path and a lamp unto their feet. Their yes has brought us to this place. Their faithfulness has brought us to this place, and they have enriched and enhanced and empowered so many lives, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you for the Des de Leon family, oh God, because through Artists International, we are here today. Another yes to you, another person who was truly ready and willing to say yes to you, oh God. So we say yes, Father. We submit to your will. We submit to your way. And we thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name, O God, because you are worthy of that and so much more. We thank you, Father, and we say yes and amen. Amen and amen. Ooh, thank you, Father. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598#. The Artist Empowerment Conference is coming up October 31st through November 2nd at the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. For more information and to register, visit artistempowermentconference.com. If you need to listen to the replay, and you may need to listen to it two or three more times, post this number to your social media and just get out the word, because this was an amazing call. That number is 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. And again, next week is our fourth anniversary celebration week. That's October 20th through the 24th, and we are so excited to see what God is going to do with this week. So we just love you, TMC family. We glorify God, and we know that we will hear you again in the morning. Minister LaShawn, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Amen and praise God. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
Absolutely. Take it away, my sister.
Amen. Praise God. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded ones. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Father, we just thank you for showing us how to say yes. We thank you for us thus being assembled this morning to say yes to you. Father, we just thank you for blessing us. And although we're hanging up on this call, we know that you never hang up on us, oh God. We just want to thank you so much for everything that you have done for us thus far, the prayers that have come forth. And we just want to once again say thank you, God, for us being able to really say yes to you. It's in Jesus' name that we already trust and know that our coming and going will be safe. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out there and be that awesome minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy, and be doers and sayers of the word, letting people know that you are a Christian, not by what you say, but how you walk. Have a great day, everybody.